AVS Media Demo.
So here we are, week three of Honors Core 4. And last week we watched...
AVS Media Demo.
Sunset Boulevard. Yep. We watched Sunset Boulevard. It was a good movie. Really entertaining. Really strange.
AVS Media Demo.
Film noir.
Yeah, film noir. History of it goes back to after World War II, whenever...
AVS Media Demo.
Couldn't watch any American movies. And then after the war ended, big influx came in, and the French decided that all of our movies were dark and...
AVS Media Demo.
They coined the phrase film noir. But there's a lot of things that kind of symbolized how dark the movies were. Most of the movies, extremely dramatic.
AVS Media Demo.
Very suspenseful at times. One thing that this movie, Sunset Boulevard, went through is... actually had it in black and white to emphasize
AVS Media Demo.
Everything kind of coincide with the type of movie it was whenever any of other movies that are coming out that time who had already were already in
AVS Media Demo.
How much was intended just to help with the whole theme of the movie. A lot of stuff goes into making
AVS Media Demo.
Screenplay, there was a lot of narration. Main character was given background information the entire time. The scene,
AVS Media Demo.
Depth, and it was very dark in most of the scenes.
Lots of shadows everywhere.
Yeah, lots of shadows actually. The movie.
AVS Media Demo.
In a pool.
Yeah, it opens in a pool. We see a dead man floating. Just bobbing along, you know. There's a really cool shot.
AVS Media Demo.
Below him, like if you were laying in the bottom of the pool looking up. And it was a really interesting shot. I think we were all kind of blown away.
AVS Media Demo.
So, we are introduced to the narrator. He's a writer, and he's kind of a flop, a loser of a writer.
AVS Media Demo.
Joe Gillis. He's not making it very far in Hollywood. He's written a baseball movie that the
AVS Media Demo
turned into a girls' softball musical. Basically what happens, his car is being repossessed and he really doesn't want that to happen because his car
AVS Media Demo.
He lives in Hollywood and you know, you need a car to get around. So he was hanging on to that car for dear life and he pulls up into Norma's
AVS Media Demo.
We find out that Norma is an old silent movie star. And she's kind of lost her touch.
AVS Media Demo.
Touch with reality. She's gone a little crazy. Norma's been alone for a long time, and we meet her, and she's got crazy eyes.
AVS Media Demo.
Her head, and she's dramatic and lonely and a very odd, strange character.
Not to mention, she may be lonely, but she's always...
AVS Media Demo.
Right.
Was very creepy, spooky guy.
He's really quiet, doesn't talk a whole lot. Kind of reminds me
AVS
of
Media Demo
in The Munsters.
Yeah, man. Max is always there by her side, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't leave her, answers his phone, answers
AVS Media Demo.
For what's best for Norma, for what he sees as best for Norma.
Then we meet Betty. Betty is a reader.
AVS Media Demo.
She reads Joe's and thinks it's just total junk. They end up being friends, more than friends, if you will.
AVS Media Demo.
Joe and they kind of write a script together. There's a little bit of a romance in there. So we won't ruin the movie for you. But
AVS Media Demo.
Joe tries to leave at one point. Norma goes off the deep end and slits her wrist. Joe feels bad and sticks around.
AVS Media Demo.
She just tears him down bit by bit. And he becomes a prisoner. Of that crazy old Norma.
Goes to show whenever
AVS Media Demo.
Joe comes back and ends up kind of where Joe ends up needing Norma as much as Norma ends up needing Joe. As much as Joe is trying
AVS
to
Media Demo.
Get ahead and ends up getting sucked into her life too. It's crazy though. It's one of the biggest thing probably that
AVS Media Demo.
To handle someone whenever they get to the point where they're past their prime. Obviously, Norma is the one who we're talking about here.
AVS Media Demo.
No one tells her, no one brings the truth out to her. No one lets her know that She's a little washed up a little bit and doesn't look
AVS Media Demo.
20-year-old movie star anymore.
Max spends a lot of his time encouraging Norma, in fact, kind of saying, "Oh, Norma, you know, your time's
AVS coming. Media Demo.
You know, we're going to put you in a movie and it's going to be great." And it's really kind of sad, and I don't know. I mean, I felt
AVS Media Demo.
Norma, and I think Joe, just of all the characters, was probably the least flawed. He really wanted what was best for
AVS Media Demo.
He really loved her, I think.
I think it's true. It was kind of sad to see Norma kind of get sucked into believing that she still had it whenever she
AVS Media Demo
scene and gets flocked by a bunch of old fans who knew she is whenever outside of the movie business.
AVS Media Demo.
Desmond doesn't ring a bell to anybody.
So, big themes for the movie. Distorted reality. Not only does Hollywood
AVS Media Demo,
a lot of the people in Hollywood have distorted realities, as well as the fact that
AVS Media Demo
original screenwriters like Joe write a script, and by the end of it, by the time the movie is made, it's a complete
AVS Media Demo.
A lot of the time, just not what the writer had in mind at all. So. Really, that sort of wraps up Sunset Boulevard.
AVS Media Demo.
Pretty sad movie with no happy ending.
And with that, I'd like to close with a quote from the movie.
AVS Media Demo.
Quote of the entire movie. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.